Hi, this is Kevin Connolly from the hit TV show Entourage. And when I'm in the tri-state area, I listen to EmpireBroadcastingGroup.com.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Michael David, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Michael David, and today we have with us at the round table, he is the psychotherapist and the owner of his own private practice, Zach Lehman Therapy. You guessed it right, folks. It's Zach Lehman. Hello, Zach. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Michael?
Very good. So tell us, Zach, who are you and what do you do?
Well, I'm a psychotherapist. And I have my own private practice, and I work with older teens and adults to help them with issues of anxiety, depression, and low self-esteem.
Zach, what made you go into this line of work in the first place? Why make therapy your life?
Well, I guess what I would say is that I've had a couple of experiences in my life that have inspired me. I think I've noticed times as I grew up and as I went through life where I saw people struggling with their challenges and struggling with their problems. And I also had the experience of having really positive relationships with family and friends. And so it inspired me because I was just passionate about the idea of helping people overcome problems and find ways of improving their lives.
Now, we're talking about people improving their lives, you know. One of the biggest deterrents for people improving their lives or even thinking that they should is self-esteem. Explain to our listeners, what is self-esteem?
Okay, well, that's a great question. So a lot of people get confused about this because they think that self-esteem is something that they should associate with something that's external to themselves, like they have the best job or they're the best at something. That's actually misleading because while being successful and having a great job and having, you know, having a lot of money, that can certainly help our self-esteem. That's absolutely true. Real self-esteem has to do much more with feeling that we're making progress towards self-esteem. So it's actually not something based on a particular event, some successful event or some successful part of our lives, but it's actually much more to do with the knowledge that we are growing and learning and making the best we can of our life.
And if our self-esteem is dependent on these kind of other things that you were talking about, like work and family and the et cetera, our self-esteem can plummet when those things don't work out the way that we want them to.
Absolutely. That really makes us vulnerable to low self-esteem when we attach our self-esteem to something that's external to ourselves. So we don't want to be dependent. We don't. And that kind of leads me to something I want to kind of touch on here, which is that our mindset for healthy self-esteem is really important. Because if we don't establish the right mindset, we can end up, really fighting an uphill battle. And so one thing is to make sure you're not attaching your self-esteem to something external to yourself. And the second part has to do with something I'm going to start out sharing here. I think it's a very interesting and very important fact, which is that researchers have found that for the average person, on an average day, somewhere between half to three quarters of our thoughts are negative. When I first heard that statistic, I was blown away, okay? But the more I thought about it, the more it rang true. And as you can imagine, this is a very big problem. If we are not aware of this problem, or we're not able to correct it, and we're just in a cycle of negative thinking, the impact on our self-esteem and on our ability to be happy can be quite serious. And in terms of our self-esteem, if we're in the habit of negative thinking, we're much more likely to dwell on our flaws and shortcomings and waste time berating and belittling ourselves And that's really going to make our self-esteem even worse. So not only is self-esteem, well, for the other point, I got to make this other point. Negative thinking is also bad for our self-esteem because it saps our energy, it saps our motivation. And that makes it harder for us to take steps to improve it. So it's really critical just to understand that thinking negatively, and as frequently as most people do, is really going to make things 10 times worse in terms of improving our self-esteem.
We know that thinking negatively, the reason why the majority of humans think so negatively and retain those negative thoughts more than the positive ones, is because we have something inside of us that likes to keep us away from harm or danger. So the more negative things that we see, we perceive them and we try to find a way to get away from them. Nevertheless, like you're saying, you can't get away from life. So if more than half of your thoughts on a daily basis are negative, what are you going to do other than press eject? So tell us a little bit about how we can refrain or stay away from our negative thoughts.
Okay, well, the first thing is that we do have to develop our ability to discriminate between negative thoughts that help us and negative thoughts that hurt us. So negative thoughts that help us are thoughts about something, a problem, or even a danger that requires our attention and requires us to take action. Now, that can actually be a high-quality negative thought. If I'm worried about something bad happening at night, and I decide, well, this is a step I'm going to take to address it, to try and minimize the danger to myself or minimize the risk, that's a high-quality negative thought, and that is good for survival and protecting ourselves. On the other hand, what can we do with all these other thoughts which always pop up into our head, which aren't so useful? So those are the low quality thoughts. As I said, the thoughts that are about, you know, being critical of ourselves, but just leads us to dwell on our shortcomings and lead us to berate ourselves. And so I actually think that we have to become better by one strategy. I'll give you a real practical strategy. The strategy is called practicing compassion towards yourself and others. And that's really the opposite of berating and condemning ourselves. So this means we have to remind ourselves that while we and everyone else have flaws, those flaws don't define us and they don't make us bad, they just make us human. And so I'm not suggesting that we should ignore our flaws and shortcomings, and I'm not saying not to work on them. What I'm saying is we have to be willing to have compassion for ourselves and for others for having flaws. Or, for the reasons I described earlier, it will make us less capable of working on them or taking steps to overcome them, because we'll just be so busy beating ourselves down. So that's a really important mindset. And it's a really important strategy. It's actually something we have to do consciously. We have to practice compassion and not just think of it as an abstract idea, but actually as something we have to take time to do, especially when we're thinking negatively. I can think of actually two other strategies that I'd like to share with you that are practical strategies for creating healthy self-esteem. And one is committing to taking action to developing competence in your relationships, in your work, or in your abilities. And this is helpful because taking action in one of these areas, it gives you clear evidence of your ability to improve, and it gives your self-esteem and knowing you're taking positive action and knowing that you're seeing the progress you're making really helps your self-esteem as well. So I hope that makes sense. So you don't have to work in all these areas, but at least pick one area, again, whether it's your relationships or your work or it is your abilities, and try to take actions that help you grow in those areas. And another strategy for creating healthy self-esteem is in the area of contribution. And by engaging in actions that are primarily or solely intended to enhance the well-being of another person, or the well-being of other people, or the well-being of animals, or the well-being of the environment, we are making a difference in the world. And it gives us a reason to value and respect ourselves more, which is good for our self-esteem. And we're also more likely, this is another benefit, we are also more likely to be valued and appreciated by others. And that helps our self-esteem as well. So these are kind of the three C's: compassion, confidence, and contribution. And if you value those traits and you let those values guide your thinking, then you can get yourself out of the habit of negative thinking. You can get yourself into a habit of positive thinking, and you can improve your life, and your self-esteem will grow.
Wow. Now, you know, you've talked a little bit about a few points of how to grow self-esteem, such as staying positive, practicing compassion, committing to action. How do you feel is a way that we can measure our self-esteem?
Well, that's an interesting question. How can we measure our self-esteem? I think the best way to measure our self-esteem is to, again, pay attention to how many of your thoughts on a typical day are negative and how many of your thoughts on a typical day are positive. Because if your self-esteem is poor, most of your thoughts are going to be negative. And if your self-esteem is strong and healthy, you're going to have those negative thoughts, but you're not going to get stuck on those thoughts. You're going to say, well, what am I going to do with these thoughts? Am I going to act on them if I can, or am I going to set them aside in favor of thoughts that will actually help me to get what I want?
So you think that the measuring of our thoughts, positive versus negative, is a good way to measure our self-esteem?
Absolutely, because I think it's our mindset. It's the concrete way of understanding what our mindset is. And if we have a good, healthy mindset, then it helps our self-esteem to grow. If our mindset towards ourselves and towards others is negative, then we're going to find everything is an uphill battle, and everything will be 10 times harder to accomplish.
Absolutely.
So we have to be in the habit of looking at our thoughts and saying, well, I might be having this negative thought. I might be having the thought, for example, I'll give you an example. I could be having this thought, wow, I always wait until the last minute to get things done. Now, even if that were true, and it's probably not because it's hard to always do things at the last minute. There must be at least one time where you did something earlier, but let's say that's true. I always do things at the last minute. That is a terrible message to send to yourself because you're telling yourself that's what you always do. So even if that were true, you ask yourself, does that get me where I want? And, of course, the answer is no. So your job then, what you can do then is seek another perspective, another thought that's also true that will help you get what you want. So instead of focusing on that thought, I always wait until the last minute, I could think to myself, well, I have always waited the last minute in the past. In the present moment, I now have the freedom, because I'm aware of that, I now have the freedom to make a different choice. I now have the freedom to prioritize this, and I can commit to taking the first step towards completing this task. So it's almost like we have a set of glasses that we're looking through a filter that we're looking at the world through, that can influence, you know, whether we take action or don't take action. And if the filter is telling us that we're bad or we're not competent, then we're kind of boxing ourselves in. But as soon as we say, well, wait, what's a better thought? It's also true that I'm in the moment and I can make a different decision, and that will help us, empower us to do better for ourselves.
And we're going to cut to a break, but after this break, we want to talk a little bit about how you feel is a way that we can maintain the self-esteem that we're building. So we're building up this self-esteem with the ideas and the themes that you're giving us. We want to figure out how to maintain self-esteem when the storm seems to come over and the wind is not blowing in our favor.
Sounds good.
All right. For everyone else, we'll be right back after these messages.
Do you have your Facts Life book? The Life Facts book is a comprehensive life facts management system designed to organize and make accessible the facts about your life and those of your household. If you're 55 or older, or are caring for someone who is, then this book is for you. Go to www.factslifebook.com and order your copy for you or your loved one today. Or you can call Mary at 614-208-6094 for more information. What you need to know, when you need to know it. The Facts Life Book.
Is your computer slow? Seeing strange pop-ups? You could have a computer infection. Call Computer and Internet Help. A certified malware removal specialist will make your computer healthy and fast again. Most importantly, at an affordable price. Call Computer and Internet Help at 239-567-0104. That's 239-567-0104. Or email them at pccoach@live.com. That's pccoach@live.com. And go to their website, computerandinternethelp.com. Computerandinternethelp.com. Computer and Internet Help, making computers healthy, one at a time.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Michael David, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Hello, 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 and we're back at Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Michael David, and today we're picking up right where we left off with the psychotherapist and the owner of his own private practice, Zach Lehman Therapy. It is Zach Lehman. All right, Zach. So picking up right where we left off, tell us, you know, you were telling us how to build self-esteem, staying positive, practicing compassion, committing to action, and the et cetera. Telling us how to measure our self-esteem by weighing the positive versus negative thoughts that we have in the day and making sure that we make an effort to make more positive thoughts. But what happens when our self-esteem... Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. We pay attention to whether we're in the habit of negative thinking or positive thinking. And if we're in the habit of negative thinking, we work to change that. And three of the ways of changing it are exercising compassion, competence, and contribution. And the word exercising is something that I emphasize because it is a matter of taking action.
So now, tell us what happens when our self-esteem is tested. What happens when we have that family member who comes to the house who is not so supportive? What happens when the boss criticizes our work? What happens when our self-esteem is going through the ringer?
Okay, so what happens is, I think the best way to kind of picture this whole thing is that our emotions come in waves. And so... if we picture our emotions coming in waves, at any moment, a tide of negative emotions might come in, and that might be because we have a family member coming to visit us or someone coming to visit us whose own self-esteem isn't that good, and they're full of negativity. And so that negativity is contagious. So what happens is the family member shows up, and they bring this tide of negativity, and it washes over us. And since it's contagious, we feel what that other person's feeling. And it would be very easy, depending on how big that wave of negativity that family member brings, very easy to get swept up in it and just be caught up in it and become negative ourselves. So that would be a very reactive way. And there is a situation where we might get into an argument or something bad might happen, things might escalate, and our self-esteem can take a real hit because we feel so out of control and so powerless to handle it. Well, in the middle of that ocean, if we can picture ourselves in that ocean and we can anticipate, well, who in our lives might have this sort of problem with negativity, when they show up, we can allow that wave of negativity to wash over us. But because we're in a place of compassion, confidence, and contribution, we are going to ask ourselves a very important question. That important question to ask ourselves is, well, when this family member shows up and they're bringing all this negativity, what is the best version of myself? Is the best version of myself to respond and you know, kind of lash out and argue, or is the best version of myself to forgive or to act compassionately or to let the other person have their way or to look for accommodation and compromise or to withdraw? We have to have flexibility in our thinking, and we can't have that if we buy into the frame, that negative frame the other person's bringing. So we have to come at it from our own frame of what is the best version of myself and what would the best version of myself do? That's the question you ask yourself. What's the best version of myself and what would that person do to handle this negative person? That opens all kinds of doors to feeling empowered, to feeling like you can handle it, and your self-esteem is so much greater because you're in your own positive frame, which you have a strong foundation for in your own values. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, absolutely. So you mean...
Oh, go ahead.
So you're trying to say to stay strong in what you know you do well and let that anger you.
Let that anger you, yes. And also, if you're picturing... let that anger you. Know what's important to you. Know what your best version of yourself is, and that will be your kind of foundation. That will be your anchor when that wave of negativity comes. The other thing is just picturing that it is a wave of negativity kind of reminds you that that wave will recede. It will be temporary. So if you can, and it might even knock you down, but it won't keep you down because that, you know, the tide always goes out, as they say. So that negativity will recede, and you'll be back to yourself. Even if you have a moment where that wave is too big and it knocks you down, and you get swept up in that negativity, you shouldn't. You know, you could say, "Well, I've had a bad day." You shouldn't let the fact that you got off track ruin your self-esteem. You shouldn't berate yourself for having a bad moment, because we all have those moments, we all have those bad days, and we can always continue to strive to stay in our place of strength.
Is there anything that you feel that you should look forward to with self-esteem?
I think absolutely. You should look forward with your self-esteem to knowing that it can grow, and knowing that you don't have to be right now today in a good place with your self-esteem for you to be able to improve it. You just need the tools. And with my own clients, I'm really excited about all of the tools that I provide to them so that they can grow their self-esteem. And knowing that they can do that, knowing that we can make progress, is what allows us to, and actually taking action to make that progress, actually gives us a reason to respect ourselves. And there's an integrity about that that allows our self-esteem to grow. And it can always grow. We're on a journey. And we can always make it better.
What do you feel, you know, for all of our listeners, differentiates you? Obviously, we've heard so much of your work, so much of your thoughts on self-esteem. But tell us what you feel differentiates you from the others in your field. You know, what are they gonna receive? What are they gonna feel? What are they gonna see with Zach Lehman that they wouldn't see in maybe other therapeutic centers?
Well, let me sort of qualify this, because I think the vast majority of the people in this field care deeply about their clients. They really want to see their clients improve. So we all share that, I think, passion for helping people make their lives better. I think what I would say differentiates me from other therapists is simply that I give my own spin to what we all do as therapists, which is give tools. And, you know, we all use models. My model is a cognitive behavioral therapy model, and I incorporate other approaches like mindfulness and insights. And what makes me different, though, is that I am really focused on giving people the practical tools that they need that will really help them make differences, make changes on a day-to-day basis so that their progress can be more measurable and easier to see.
Or in other words, making sure that they're aware of the map of where they've been and where they're going.
Absolutely. So it's very important to understand what obstacles that people are running into and understanding them. And I think my discussion of mindset is part of that understanding, by the way. But with regard, even if it's anxiety or depression or trouble in relationship, understanding where your obstacles are is really important. And then once you've understood it, what changes, what tools you can use to change it in a way that, and so you combine your own desire for change with expertise from a professional who knows how to help you make those changes, and the changes can be really dramatic.
And it's very important to keep a map of these changes, because these changes can often, especially in therapy when you're in prolonged therapy, can often be lost on us. And if these changes, if this growth in self-esteem and so much more in our lives is not being well measured and well celebrated, we can feel like we're in a circle, not realizing that we're actually having some real success.
Absolutely. And that's where we get back to reminding ourselves of our progress. I was about to say successes, but that's not it. Remind ourselves of our progress, because even if it's small, little steps, every step is giving us momentum. Every step makes us better, and it is a journey. And when we stop to acknowledge it instead of just focusing solely on our shortcomings, we are going to really empower ourselves to continue to make those changes and to continue to have success in making our self-esteem better and our lives better.
We thank you so much for coming on here today, Zach. It's been a pleasure to have you. We want to send everyone to your website, which is ZachLehmanTherapy.com. That's Zach, Z as in zebra, A, C as in cat, H, Zach, Z-A-C-H, Lehman, L-E-H-M as in Mary, A-N as in Nancy. That's L-E-H-M-A-N. ZachLehmanTherapy.com, ZachLehmanTherapy.com. You can also email ZachLehmanLC@gmail.com. That's ZachLehmanLC@gmail.com. You can also phone directly 703-442-7565. That's 703-442-7565. Thank you so much, Zach, for coming on here today. It's been a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Michael. It's been a pleasure.
Of course. And to everyone else, we'll be back right after these messages.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Michael David, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level.